Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This week, we've been running a series called The Depreciating American Dream. We've heard from homeowners who wished they had never bought. We've heard from renters relieved to be renting. The question of owning versus renting is something Nicholas Retsinas has studied a lot. He's a housing economist at Harvard, and he spoke this week with WBUR's Bob Oakes.
Nick, good morning, and thanks a lot.
Nice to be with you.
We've pointed out the painful downsides to owning. Have we gone too far in touting renting?
I don't know if we've gone too far. It is certainly renting has reemerged as a very viable and plausible option. I think what we may have done, however, is understate the value of owning. And I think that's something that has to perhaps be revisited.
What do you mean by that?
Well, I think it's been pretty clear in the last few years that if you bought a home expecting appreciation to climb, expecting it to be the best investment you've ever made, you were really disappointed. And indeed, it turned out to be a very bad economic decision if you bought at the height of the boom. But at some point when we're reminded that you buy a home to live in, I think what you'll find, if all things were equal, and they never are, Bob, but if all things are equal, I still think that most people would prefer to own than rent.
So profile this for us, if you can. Who should own?
Well, people who should own are people who clearly are unlikely to move in a period of at least 5 to 7 years. Therefore, they can withstand another cycle, another down cycle. People who want some control over their property and particularly interested in making some modifications to their property overall, and people who find the environment, the neighborhood, where there are more owning options than rental options, more conducive to the way that they and their families want to live.
What's the one question you think homeowners most ignore and the question they really need to be looking at?
The key question is, am I pretty sure that I can't imagine any plausible circumstances where I'm going to be forced to sell over the next sort of 5 or 6 years? If they ask that question and answer it positively, that is to say, there will be some stability to where they live, where they work over time, then owning a home can be an okay option. If they don't ask it, they run the risk of having it be a very poor investment.
What do you think homeowners and people who are thinking about homeownership have learned from the housing crash?
Well, I think they've learned a lot. I think first and foremost, they've learned it is not a risk-free purchase. They've learned that prices can go down as well as can go up. And I really hope they've learned that you can borrow too much and you should only borrow what you can comfortably afford to pay back. You shouldn't borrow based on what you expect future values to be.
On the downside, has the housing crash also taught some homeowners that it's just all too simple to walk away from what turns out to be a bad investment?
Well, I think it has. And in investments, sometimes you don't want to throw good money after bad. Again, it's that redefinition of what a home is. When we start rethinking of the home as a place to live, then I think we'd be a little more cautious about walking away.
What should the government do now to help buyers make better decisions?
The government has to make sure that the risk inherent in buying a home in terms of the mortgage, the characteristics of the mortgage, are completely transparent to the borrower. The government has to make sure it doesn't skew or stir the family to one decision or another. It seems to me that the goal of government should try to promote that every household, every family has a decent place to live, not that every family is an owner.
Nicholas Retsinas heads the Joint Center for Housing Studies at Harvard University.